Moncrief on News Talk.
So let's say you find yourself in a serious situation. Someone in your company starts weeping, or you've just heard a report of a death. But instead of looking sad, you start laughing. That could be interpreted as a nervous reaction, or perhaps you're just a psycho. But according to one study, it's a sign of your intelligence. Henry McKean went out to ask people about this and then laughed in their faces.
I always cope with things by making a joke. So I remember one time I was in school and I was getting in serious trouble with my principal, and I just made a bit of a joke in his office, and then I had to be escalated to the counsellor because I just cope by making little jokes, which isn't normal.
That is real.
So you started joking with the principal. Why were you in trouble in the first place?
I was sending messages to I shouldn't have been sending, pretty much.
And does it surprise you they're saying if you laugh during a serious situation, it can be a sign of high intelligence?
I think I'm a genius, so no.
I have definitely got caught out like this. I have laughed at a funeral, but the one that I'm firstly thinking of is I basically was a class rep, and all of the class reps had to run for student council, but I didn't want to run for student council. So that morning, I just had to come up with some random speech of what I would make the school better with. So I decided, okay, you know what, I'm going to write a whole speech about making the lockers better and a one-way system in the school. So I was up second, got up on the stage. There was like a stage for the speech. And the girl before me was like, okay, I'm not going to stand up here and talk about the lockers or a one-way system. And I said, oh, well, now mine is gone to bits. Got up on the stage. And I literally looked at my friends and I couldn't stop laughing, and I didn't get any of the speech out.
So you just laughed right the way through?
In front of my whole year, on stage, yeah.
And you didn't even speak, you just laughed? Giggles,
no, yeah, just giggling, yeah, the whole time.
You just couldn't get through?
I couldn't, like I literally, and then it was just awkward. Yeah, I think I was just a bit awkward, but I definitely would say it's high IQ anyway. You know, you're mostly intelligent.
Hi, my name's Gillian O'Brien. I am the principal of Senior National School St. Malaga's in Babbragan.
Hi, and I'm Cliona Brennock, the Deputy Principal of St. Malaga's.
When the kids, you know, are at an assembly and then you're telling them something really serious, or you're just having a normal assembly and they start to giggle and they start laughing and they won't stop, what do you do?
Okay, well, that can be very kind of, you know, confusing at the time when you're having that serious conversation. What I usually do is I do stop and pause and see if they're going to pause with me. But it has happened in kind of individual situations where we might be having a discipline issue, and we've had a child before where they would start laughing in the middle of a very serious discipline issue. And initially you're like, are they being disrespectful? But then we realise with this particular student, he was really nervous and he was using it as a coping mechanism.
So it's a way of coping.
It is. And we've learned that the brain needs to regulate. And we found that children, when they don't have other strategies, their kind of first go-to strategy can be to laugh, because that does give them a sense of release. So we now understand that as a method of communication.
And you're not angry with them?
We're not angry, no.
No, no. Let's just say we're swans. So we don't appear to be angry with them, maybe, but we might be flapping under the water.
Here's Dr. Karen Ward, a member of the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, joining us from West Cork.
The phenomenon, which is often named in Ireland as a mass laugh, in other words, you're in a serious situation, it could be work, it could be a ceremony, and you have this uncontrollable urge to laugh, is actually a phenomenon and a way of releasing tension and strong emotions. Now, it can often be seen as inappropriate, and the more you strive to stop it, the more it needs to be released. But did you know that it is a way of bringing balance to situations that might be stressful or challenging? In other words, the tension is mounting and building up and building up, and the release of the laughter brings that sense of equanimity and equilibrium. So the next time you're in a situation like that, allow the release to happen, and then everything will be restored to harmony. However, if you strive to keep it in, it will build up and build up and then be even bigger than the initial innate and natural reaction.
One time I was in work at the till, and it was this group of guys, and they came up, and one of them was like, oh, I think I'm going to get this one ice cream, this specific flavour, and his friend started making fun of him. And without thinking, I just said, what the F do you know about that flavour. And then we all just stared at each other and we all just started laughing because it was just, I couldn't believe that came out of my mouth.
You just started swearing at a customer.
Unintentionally. Don't tell my boss this anyways. I think he does know the story though.
I'm not sure if I'd say inappropriate, but definitely laughing in front of, I'm not sure, maybe in front of customers, maybe in front of co-workers. Yeah, I'm a big giggler, big laugher.
And does it help you break the ice? Does it help you get out of serious situations? Like, I've been at, you know, all sorts of things, funerals, special masses where there's people in the back giggling because they're so upset and nervous. Or maybe they're happy the person is no longer with us. I don't know. But I've seen it all. Do you think it's just nerves? Is it a sign of high intelligence? Is it a sign of disrespect? Or once you start giggling, you just can't stop?
I don't know about high intelligence, but I definitely think it cuts the tension a little bit. It's just like, for me, it's a nervous thing, I think.
A nervous thing?
Yeah, I think so.
I am Karen Ronan. I'm the chief executive of Galway Chamber.
So I was at a very serious event. It was basically a prayer session for someone who was seriously hurt. And we were hoping that she would get better. And she did get better. But there were two people at the back. And they wouldn't stop giggling and sniggering. And it was the most inappropriate thing. And I was looking at them going, what's wrong with you? It was like as if they were on laughing gas. But again, it was because they were nervous. It was helping them cope in a very, very difficult situation.
Well, I genuinely think people deal with grief differently or a sad situation. So I lost a really good friend a few years back. And in the funeral parlour area where people are coming to shake hands, myself and her school friends spent the entire time roaring laughing to the point that we thought people are going to think we were the rudest mourners ever. But it was because we were celebrating her life, laughing about the things that had happened, talking about her humour and the humorous situations she had put us in and we had found ourselves in. And as a result, I think we made spectacles out of ourselves, but in a good sense. So I think, yeah, sometimes people don't know how to react in a bad situation. So, you know, everyone to their own.
So you feel that we've got to give people the benefit of the doubt if they laugh inappropriately?
Absolutely. And look, we live in a society where it's neurodiverse now. People can't always be in control of their emotions. And I think we have to be more understanding in social settings than not everyone's going to act the same.
Hello, my name is Josh. One of my friends was like recently broken up with. And then they were telling me like the story and my interaction was like, oh God. And I was like kind of laughed at it. And I was like, no, I didn't mean to laugh.
So they told you something quite serious.
Yeah.
Quite personal, and you just started to snigger.
Yeah, just like a little giggle. And I was like, wait, sorry, I didn't mean that. I guess just the shock. And then kind of like, because there was nothing funny about the situation. But just like the instant reaction was kind of crazy, kind of weird.
So you're a student. What are you studying?
Genetics. Doing my master's in genetics.
So you're highly intelligent.
I hope so.
And they are saying that very intelligent people do laugh inappropriately.
Nice. I'm going to try practice it more then, just to improve my intelligence.
Yeah. I do laugh at the wrong moment. I think it's just a reaction.
I think it's like a nervous instinct, but we'll just like look at each other and start laughing.
So your sisters, can you read each other's minds?
Ooh. Yeah.
Similar sense of humor?
Yeah, definitely similar sense of humor. I feel like because we hang out so much too, it's become more.
Yeah, we honestly are twins, so we just have been together like every day of our lives, so yeah.
So who's older out of the twins?
I'm a minute older.
Yeah.
A minute older.
Yeah.
So can you finish each other's sentences?
I would say yes.
So there we go, you're giggling now. I mean, if I asked you something serious, would you giggle?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Can you tell me a sad story from your life?
Oh, not
there we go, you laughed. So it does happen.
Thank you. I think it's because I'm highly intelligent. Yes.
So what are you studying?
Also genetics.
So you're really, really bright.
I hope so.
And did you ever get in trouble in school for giggling and sniggering in the classroom when you shouldn't have?
Yeah, I think especially when the teachers are telling us to be quiet and it just makes you laugh more.
My mom's friend recently died, and she came home and she was like telling me the story. My brother was there and she had left, and I just started giggling. Like, it's just,
you just couldn't stop yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was not a funny situation. She had literally like just died, so yeah.
And how would your mom take it that you
were
laughing?
Oh, she was not there, thank God. It was just in front of my brother. I think if she had heard me, she probably would have murdered me in the backyard.
she would have murdered you in the backyard. And is it that? Is it just nervous laughter? You can't control it?
Yeah, it's just nervous laughter. It's not anything that... it didn't mean anything untoward. I was obviously really upset for my mom. Like, I consoled her when she came back, like, later on, but it just...
She doesn't know.
No, she will never know.
She'll never know.
No, she'll never know.
So last week, I was comforting a friend. She was going through a bad time. Then it was all of us stood around, and a friend of mine said that his second cousin had died that day. So then I looked at someone else in the room, and I couldn't contain my laughter. The other person in the room also couldn't contain their laughter. And then he said that how the person died, and just more laughter came out, but it was just more so on account of awkwardness.
I'm very bad at comforting people. I don't really laugh, but I try to make them laugh so they feel better.
I usually laugh when I don't hear people or don't understand what they're saying, and then that can get me in trouble because they'll be after saying something.
Henry Keane there in a room full of giggling geneticists.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.